The other big story, the surge of Senator John Kerry, a surprise for many political observers who thought his campaign was flat, uninteresting, and essentially through. Perhaps no political journalist has argued that more strongly than Slate's Mickey Kaus, our friend and radio blogger. Several months ago, Mickey actually ran a contest at his Slate weblog, Kaus Files, asking readers to submit sample speeches Senator Kerry might use to withdraw from the race. That was hilarious. Except that now Mickey is in New Hampshire watching the newly energized John Kerry for himself. We caught up with Mickey in the auditorium of Daniel Webster College in Nashua, New Hampshire, as he waited for John Kerry to speak, and we reminded him of that contest.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. Yes, it's a contest I ran about a month and a half ago when Kerry was sinking into the single digits in New Hampshire, and I thought he was going to be humiliated. Unfortunately, his strategist came up with this brilliant strategy of finding a state in the Midwest filled with nice people who did not know John Kerry, and they could run a bunch of very good media ads and portray him as electable, and he won the Iowa caucuses, and he comes back to New Hampshire with a head of steam. Now, I still hold out hope that he'll be humiliated in New Hampshire and I'll be vindicated, but that hope is fading hour by hour.
To be fair, a lot more fair than Senator Kerry might feel Kaus Files has been to him, Mickey did drop the Kerry withdrawal contest after Saddam Hussein was captured in December because he thought it changed the dynamics of the race. It's not that Mickey disagrees with John Kerry on most issues. Both are Democrats, and Mickey's impressed by John Kerry's war record. It's more that Mickey finds the Massachusetts senator's public manner to be disingenuous.
And his vote on the war is a classic example of Kerry opportunism. He obviously thought it would hurt him to have voted against the war, so he voted for the war. Now that the war is unpopular among the Democrats, he portrays himself as vigorously anti-war. He's trying to have it both ways. That's the rap on him.
But this is New Hampshire, where a lot can change in a week before the primary. Would a good speech by John Kerry be enough to change Mickey's view of it?
It would have to be the speech of a lifetime. But a guy gives a good speech, it appeals to you, you change your mind.
And so it begins.
Join me to support the next president of the United States. He'll fight for you, John Kerry.
Like a lot of candidate speeches in New Hampshire this week, Senator Kerry's includes a few lines designed to pump up Democrats angry with President Bush.
When you add it up, it will be clear to America that the one person in the United States who deserves to be laid off is George W. Bush.
But the senator's theme is taking on special interests, which he says are hurting average Americans.
And the fact is that when it comes to HMOs and drug companies, the motto of this administration is, no special interest left behind.
After the speech, we seek out Mickey Kaus. Did John Kerry win him over?
No. He gave the speech better than I expected. He delivered it very well, but that's because it turned out to be a standard stump speech. My general impression was that his consultant, Bob Shrum, has turned him into a cookie-cutter Bob Shrum candidate. All Bob Shrum candidates say, I will fight for you, I stand with you, I'm on your side. It's all about attacking the corporate interests who stand in your way. I think that's a gross oversimplification. So I was depressed that it was cookie-cutter Bob Shrum populism.
Well, okay for Mickey, but we did talk to someone else who apparently saw the same speech, though you might not know it from the different reactions. Here is unemployed Nashua resident Jean Yarsowich.
I was sort of undecided before I came to this meeting, and after hearing him speak, I'm sold on him. I really am. So I almost sound like a groupie, but I do. I'm really going to support him.
New Hampshire voter and now Kerry voter Jean Yarsowich, you can make up your own mind about how Senator Kerry did yesterday. You'll find his entire speech at NPR.org, and you can find Mickey Kaus's analysis, if you think it's worth reading, at Slate.com.